Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's health delivered daily. Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
Okay, so I'm talking today about stress and the stress that we feel for different kinds of things react differently to us. And you know that psychological stress creates a physiological problem in our bodies. You can feel tired and depressed, and you can eat more for comfort or feel lethargic or get angry more easily. Well, now there's a new kind of stress, you know, when Skylab was falling. People were, I'm showing my age, but people were running around with helmets on. They were worried they were going to get hit in the head. Well, now there is actually something. My massage therapist girlfriend is seeing people that are disturbed by the state of the Republican nomination situation, and Donald Trump is scaring them, and they're calling this Trump stress. And people are saying that we've learned all our whole lives not to say bad things about people, not to be bullies, not to ostracize people based on their skin color. We have these social norms, and he breaks all of them, and he's winning and being successful, and people are wondering how he gets away with it. Hand-wringing over his rapid climb, once confined to the political people and political establishment, is now palpable among everyday Americans. People are feeling anxious at the prospect of the billionaire reaching the White House. They're feeling scared. I know personally, I am absolutely feeling this stress. I'm literally feeling this stress that I've always had an inkling toward politics, but I have never really worried about it. I've always sort of taken heart to the fact that some of the politicians would take care of us, and that's why we elected them, that they were smarter than we were. In this case, not so much. And I feel the stress myself. I know lots of people feeling the stress. And another thing that's exacerbating this stress are the fights that are breaking out. If you have noticed fights between people that you know talking about this, when you meet a Trump supporter, you're like, what? And you can't believe that. And they're saying, well, this is, he's the best person. And isn't that? So this stress is real. Massage therapists and psychologists are now giving it a name. So if you are somebody who suffers from this Trump stress and it's something you really are concerned about, try exercising, try meditation, try and turn off the television. Try not to read the news, because then maybe you won't feel that stress so severely. On the days that I don't read 15 different newspaper articles, I don't feel the stress. So there we go. There's the answer. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.